Well, welcome everybody. Here we are, kind of late at APHA, but we've got a great session for you this afternoon. This is improving the health of communities through public health systems and services research. And we're going to start with a summary of this panel by Robin Pendler. Robin is working on her BRPH at the University of Kentucky in Health Services Management. She's a research assistant for the Center for Excellence in Workforce Research and Policy and the Center for Public Health Systems and Services Research. She has her master's degree from East Carolina University and is researching rural health and public health workforce.
Hi. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about what exactly the mini-grant process is, and I've not tried Jackson, but I still have no relationships to disclose. So this session is co-sponsored by the APHA Health Administration, as well as the University of Kentucky Center for Health Systems and Services Research. And this panel is actually our fourth in the mini-grant cycle, and it was developed to enhance the field of PHSSR, and each recipient is awarded a grant of $10,000 for a period of a year to conduct PHSSR research. And awardees are both junior faculty and dissertation candidates working on their doctorate. The University of Kentucky CPHSSR is funded by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and it's designed to facilitate efforts within PHSSR research and enhance the knowledge base by enabling researchers to optimize scarce resources, support the development, evaluation, and improve public health systems organization, financing, and service delivery to communities. So here's our website. If you go on this website and are interested in applying, if you go under funding and grants, this has information about where to go to obtain information about mini grants. And other current projects that are going on at UK CPHSSR are our database in conjunction with NLM. And this is building a library system and services of resources, as well as a discussion board where we ask people within PHSSR community, if we're asking the right communities, and this is a forum which is intended to promote discussion between researchers and practitioners in academia. Also, there's the Data Harmonization Project, which has ASTO, NACHO, NABO, and members within the public health systems community to encourage internal consistency, reliability, and validity of survey instruments so we can compare all these. Our next round of mini-grantees is being accepted, and this is actually round four, not round five. And you can apply at this website, and the deadline for proposals is Thursday, January 14th, 2010, by 3 p.m. And here's Tourette's contact information, as well as her email and phone number. And some other current projects going on at our center is the Health Systems Research Journal Supplement, which if you subscribe to our website, you can get information in our September newsletter. And if you don't have a subscription, you can obtain it from this website. Our annual Keeneland Conference allows many grantees an opportunity to display their research, and they get to come for 2 years in a row and interact with people within the field. And this year it's April 20th through 22nd. At the Griffin Gate Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. We also have social networking sites, Twitter and Facebook, which gives out information about this as well. And we no longer have the exhibit hall because it's closed now, but that's it, isn't it?